I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A host of dignitaries were in Kabul today for a conference aimed at charting Afghanistan's future. The meeting ended with fresh promises from the United States and others to continue support for Afghanistan and its leader. Donors have already spent some $29 billion. The reaffirmation comes just as NATO and Afghan forces are launching a major operation to drive out the Taliban. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
In the hours before the conference began, NATO troops killed a group of insurgents that had been planning an attack, and militants fired rockets near the airport, preventing some delegations from landing in Kabul. In spite of those stark reminders of insecurity, Afghan President Hamid Karzai still made some bold predictions to delegates. Afghan security forces will take charge by 2014.
Our goal is to transform the three organs of our national security forces into trusted national institutions dedicated to fulfilling their constitutional duty of ensuring the integrity and security of our country.
In Washington, President Barack Obama was quick to highlight Karzai's assurances as reason enough for optimism.
Kabul conference shows that Afghanistan has the support of the international community, including the United States, which will remain a long-term partner for the security and progress of the Afghan people.
For most European countries, any transition to Afghan control that would allow them to take their troops home cannot happen swiftly enough. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says this conference marks the start of a fundamental shift.
Never before have we had a more concrete vision of Afghanistan's future. And moreover, this vision was created by the Afghan people and government.
The French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner admits he's still worried about the vast sums of money coming under Karzai's control under the new plan, but he does see some signs of progress.
Complete confidence? No. Let's say first, we are holding this conference in Kabul. 1 year ago, 2 years ago, it was impossible. Second, he more or less proposed to all the people respecting the Constitution, having respect for human rights and women's rights.
Most speakers at the conference focused on the future, but one of Afghanistan's neighbors, Iran, couldn't resist a chance to blame the international coalition for creating more problems than it solved. This is Iran's Foreign Minister, Manashir Motaki.
Foreign forces entered Afghanistan with an aim to restore stability and security and to reconstruct the country. But after 9 years, security conditions, drug trafficking, refugees, poverty, infrastructure, and political stability all remain problems.
There are Afghans, too, who worry that past performance suggests future failure. Mohammed Daoud Sultanzoy is an independent MP. He accuses Karzai of making empty promises.
Training a national army is not just equipment and tactical training. It's also creating a national culture, and that would be the most difficult aspect of training a national security force in Afghanistan by 2014. I wish that would be practical, but I don't think we will have that sort of a timetable. It looks like more like a political timetable than realistic.
After nearly a decade, Afghans would love to see an end to the war, but it will be harder to persuade many of them to make peace with the Taliban. Sultanzoy himself represents a district where Taliban forces are active. His own experience suggests making peace won't be easy.
4 days ago, they killed one of my cousins. How could I go and sit with someone who has killed a member of my family? These are very important issues. We can sit with people and talk if they're really serious. We should draw a line. We cannot talk with war criminals. We cannot talk with bandits.
The participants at today's conference say they feel a sense of urgency, a belief that time is running out. In the next year, both Dutch and Canadian troops will withdraw from the volatile south of the country, and other nations are under pressure at home to pull out soon. So Karzai must deliver on his promises or risk seeing his nation plunged back into civil war if and when all the international troops go home. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.